In nature. I do, because like nature, I am. Along the lake's surface, shimmering silvers dance under a summer-salting sun. Much like a man who lives for the desires of another, the tepid trickle of a brook will still babble, carrying on the river's conversation. A warm front wanders from the shore to the sand, a firm hand on my shoulder. Yellow lilies float in flooded soil as the waiting waters wade, longing for the land to dry. In nature's opaque morning mist, man is a soluble silhouette. Making his way through the muddy marshes, a meek man peers into a puddle. He ponders his reflection in the murky mirror. In a field of luscious green, I lay lackadaisically. The grass, like fingertips, tickle my bare backside. The bitter taste of pollen touches the proboscis of a bee as it bumbles humbly through the bluebells. Man thirsts for meaning like a hummingbird in search of honeysuckle. But his meaning is the thirst, the taste of nectar on his tongue. The forest is a gathering of great minds that come to sit in silence. The tender touch of green tendrils travel up, warping as it wraps and weaves like locks, reaching the leaves high above the tree. An oak's branches are like a mother's caressing arms, protecting its children from the sun's rays. Much like grapes soaking in a saturated sun, the wise man will become intoxicated from their fermented selves. Desire is a man who spends all day hacking down a tree, only to stop halfway and start on another. A waning willow tree wallows in the heat. It waits, wanting a waft of the fall's withering wind. Man is a mountain. Solemn pondering leaves him sturdy and at rest. A solace surrounds me as my vision searches along the horizon. I surrender myself to the silence. A bountiful sky bombards me with bliss. Could the blue in the breeze be a beckoning call for something more beautiful? A monarch butterfly will boldly brave to higher altitudes, breaking bygone barriers and brightening their sight abroad. A flock of fledglings fly in rotation overhead. Each fowl fairly follows behind the other with a feeling of oneness. Man should go through life like a fleeting feather in the wind, floating on a path undetermined, yet with a predetermined destination. The gods above pass along on a gallant gale of white and gray. Storm clouds march like man. The gallop of thunder approaches to reclaim the land. An idea that inspires sparks of lightning will carry trails of thunder in its wake. God does not cry from above the clouds for our sins. God is the cloud and the rain that falls to nourish us. Spring brings clouds to conduct an orchestra of symphonic showers. The land savors their refreshing selection. A fall shower surrounds me in a warm embrace, much like a familiar friend. A curtain of snow capes the creatures below, covering them in coats of cumbersome cold. The waxing moon, dips into the stream of day, and holds up diamonds in the hand of night. A crescent moon cradles itself all throughout the night. The quiet, still oneness of vibrantly vibrating entities.